Blog Talk Radio.
It says, and I was given to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and once that was thou bind on earth to be bound in heaven, and once that was thou to loose on earth to be loose in heaven. In other words, God was telling us that we had to find Satan, but Satan is not by himself. And many times we only say, Satan, I bind you, but we must now say, Satan, I bind you, I bind your angelic race, and I bind your demon spirit. And where do we bind them up at? We bind them from where there's the gate. We bind them in the heavenlies, the earth realm, the underworld, and the underseas in the name of Jesus Christ.
See, you dealing with a born again believer, a King James reader. When they come to put in work, I got more stripes than a zebra. Demon murderer in progress. I'm creeping up on these floor like his name was Cyrus. Then I put two up in where he digest. White stress, I guess. Put it down on sight so I guess you can't deal with the feel. Let alone the skill. Let me get this off of my chest. Why, yes, I'm just a spiritual caterpillar. Life healer, blood spiller. To make you blunt, a straight demon killer. The other day I had a dream. It seemed that I was crowned the king, given the kingdom and the black queen. But I told the kingdom by, and I kiss the king goodbye. Cause I'm after folks up in the ghetto when the demons die. See, I don't have no love for demons and they don't love me. So I rest my case again, I push it down constantly. Take the authority over the strong man, with a 4-5-9 in him. He's always on my mind and I'm going to sleep and I'm dreaming of finding him. Always I gaze awake in darkness in 100 ways. You take my thought like I'm a fast and pray 100 days. In the moment like a gorilla, bleeding the blood over your villa. It's a sanctified blood war, demon killer, killer. Yeah, so I walk through the valley of the shadows of my neighborhood. I fear no evil. And yeah, so I walk through the valley of the shadows of my neighborhood. I fear no evil. I'm most shy to get your hands. I got the blood of Christ, so they can prevail. I hear them talking, they don't know I'm stalking. The fields are leaving more dead, stars than they go ahead. NIVSTRAPPED in my NANDCRWP with me. I take to the gate now. Let it know it's safe. I got the shield of faith, and I'm shooting scriptures like a stray. Yeah, I'm wounded demon, please saying it wasn't him that cursed me. But I'll read the blood, you get some love, the devil don't get no mercy. I gave them wicked fools the blues with this good news. So tell me what you would have done if you was in my shoes. I never sweat confrontation low, cause I'm a kneeler. So how you feel with the real devil? This was demon killer.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which means praise Yah. Who is Yah? The Father. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or the God of Israel. Okay? This is your brother Seth. Shalom. Peace. Hello to everybody out there listening, all you late night owls. Those of you that are seeking truth in the night hour. There's some special people, I'll tell you that. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com/5smoothstones. Again, blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. Don't forget the underscores, you won't get me. But anyway, welcome to another episode. We're going to try our best to try to finish the whole talk of demons tonight. I got a strange feeling it's impossible, but we'll take a shot at it. I want to start talking a little bit about the New World Order or the One World Government tonight. But I have to recap because we always got a bunch of new people. And shalom to you, Mama B. One of my faithful followers, not singling her out, but she is faithful. Shalom to you, my sister. And everybody else that's listening tonight, okay? Like I said, we're going to try our best to finish up demons, but there's so much. Every week I think of something to say that's going to just open up a whole new can of worms and a whole new, I shouldn't say it like that, just a whole new, I always think of something different, okay? I just thought of something earlier. With regards to my sister, and I kind of, it's too late to reach her, but I wanted to actually hear from her mouth and hear her explain a situation she had in regards to demons. Because it needs to hear from somebody other than me and my experiences, because, you know, sometimes people can be tainted. I know what I experienced, the different testimonies I've told y'all over the weeks. I promise I've shared nothing but my soul, but the honest to God or honest to Yah truth. I promise I have shared nothing but the truth to you. So, anyway, we have another night before us, and our goal is when we talk about the kingdom, as we use the light, kingdom of Yahweh and his principles, to expose the kingdom of darkness. We use the kingdom of light, the principles of the kingdom of Yahweh, to expose kingdom of darkness. And you hear a lot about the kingdom, and it seems kind of spooky and out there and so irrelevant to today and taxes and gas and wars and kids and teens. You know, it just seems so irrelevant. What is the kingdom? What is the kingdom? But folks, I promise you that you don't get nothing out of this talk tonight. Please understand that when Christ prayed, "Let thy will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." When he prayed this prayer, this is probably one of the most important things you can think, pray, even fathom. The kingdom of God, or the kingdom of Yah, or the kingdom of Yahweh, or the kingdom of Yahweh, or the different names of the Most High. I'm not talking about Christ right now. I'm talking about the person that Christ constantly talked about. The person that Christ wanted to obey, the person that Christ checked in with, the person that Christ sought to be like, that I do what I see my Father do. One lady said to him, "Good master," he said, "why do you call me good? There is none good but the Father." When he was baptized by John the Baptist, a voice from heaven, he's in the water, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." Nobody heard the voice. They thought it thunder. I'm talking about Yahweh tonight, or Yahweh. Or let's just call him by his letters, Yud, Hey, Y, Hey. Those are the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, or the textual grammaton, or the grammaton. Okay? Talking about the Father. His kingdom is coming to this earth. His kingdom is coming to this earth. And let me just say this, and then we'll pray and get into this. Let's take the spookiness out of this before we even start. Folks, we are spirits. We live in a body. We're not a body with a spirit. We are spirits that house in a body. When you die, you lose your body or you lose your earth, but your spirit continues to live. Your spirit don't have an age. It's old. It's older than your age. That's a long story to talk about how you existed before you're the age you are. That's a whole other Bible study. But what I'm talking about tonight is there are other spirits that do not have an earth on them or a body on them. Okay? So, we're talking about a war. When we talk about tonight's show, let me back up. See how I jump into it, man? I just like getting into this, I tell you. But the name of this show tonight is the One World Watch Society, okay? I always just get mixed up. I'm telling you, it's just so good. But this is the One World Watch Society. We are a group of people listening tonight, hopefully talking tonight with each other about the One World Government or the New World Order. Who are they? What are they? What are they about? What do we need to know as people, citizens, saints? What we need to know about this group of people? How can we stop them or derail their plan, which is to bring forth the kingdom of darkness? Their kingdom is fighting against the kingdom of light. Two different kingdoms, two different groups, okay? So I just call our little group, those of you listening, the One World Watch Society. We're watching this society to see exactly what they're doing and to find out what is it we're to do as believers, okay? So that's what we're talking about tonight, with emphasis tonight on demons. We're going to try to wrap up demons and their operations and what they're about and who they are and what their plans are. We're going to try to wrap that up tonight, and then we're going to start talking more about the New World Order. And also, we're going to talk about angels for season two. So we'll try to, my goal is to try to finish up demons, and then we'll just kind of transition into angels, as well as the New World Order, okay, so we can kind of mix and give you, you know, a little bit of both. So, I want to say this before I begin quickly. If you go to my front page, blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stone, there's some important information there, and I have got to tell y'all this. There's some important information that you really, really, really need. And that important information that you really, really need is going to be the link right under the profile picture, the link which has the books at Google. Google has my library of books. So all you got to do is click on that link, and you can see where Brother Seth have gotten this information from, or one of the ways he's gotten this information. It's not the only way. But it's a place I've gotten the information. The Most High brought these wonderful people across my path, and they have been instrumental. And they have been instrumental in my life as far as what developed me into where I'm at today, okay? So, real quick, click on that link when you get a chance. Not now, of course. I would love your undivided attention, but that's a good way to really find some wonderful authors. You can go to that link and just see over the years who I've listened to, people like Francis Cress Welsing, Dr. Ben, lots of people. Again, I don't endorse every single thing they say, but they are a very good source of information. Okay? Now, please read the comments portion, the comments, read the comments at Fox News Stones at our front page, because I put a lot of information there. I use that like a link. I use it like my link page. I put a lot of links on that sometimes. Okay? All right? So, and don't forget, listeners, please don't forget, we're going to get deep into this in a minute. My goodness, my goodness. But before we do, I got to tell y'all this. Don't forget to click on the previous episodes of the One World Watch Society broadcast. I have about, I think this is like part five tonight. But we have part one, two, three, four. I get into one-on-one encounters with evil spirits, how they possess certain people, and sometimes they talk through them to me and to others. I talk about, and we're going to recap here a little bit about actually what we've done, as a matter of fact. So let's just go into now. Let's first open up with the word of prayer, and then we'll recap. And then our goal is to not spend probably no more than about 30 minutes, if it's possible, on recapping. And then we'll start talking about some other things, okay? But dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Yahweh, for this day. We want to thank you for your love and your mercy, your kindness. We just want to thank you for being a Father, being so real unto us. We thank you that you're no longer a spook to many of us, that you're real, that you are just as real as we are. We just thank you for your love and your mercy and your kindness. We thank you for your word, how you have made it plain you are, what you are about, what you require out of us, and how you have dispatched your Holy Spirit within the earth, along with your angelic protection against us, to help us against the evil one. We thank you most importantly for the Messiah. We thank you for Yeshua coming to this earth, who is called Christ, and dying and shedding his blood, being a lamb slain once before the foundation of the earth. We thank you for him coming into this earthly realm and dying for our sins, to take away sin from us, that we can even come to you and pray like this. We really thank you for that, Father. We ask a special blessing upon the listeners tonight and even myself, that we would be able to hear your voice, even over all of the voices of the adversary, which we know will come after this word, after this sower, this seed has been sown. We just ask your blessing upon the listeners. Ask that you bless their families, help them, strengthen their minds, their hearts, encourage them. So many people are depressed. Father, just strengthen their minds and their hearts, encourage them. Meet their needs and let them know it was you. Meet their needs in such a way that they will know it was you. We take authority over demonic activity in their lives, whoever they are, wherever they are. We know, Father, that you have given us the authority to control these beings. You have given us the authority to stop these beings. You have given us the authority to block these beings from defeating us. So we take authority tonight over them. We bind them. And we know that you have said in your word that whatsoever we bind upon this earth shall be also bound in heaven. So we, along with the heavens, bind the enemy from the listeners tonight, from operating in their life, spirit, soul, body, finances. We bind them in the name of Christ. We take authority and render them hopeless and helpless in the lives of the listeners tonight. These things we proclaim. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, if you believe that and you receive that and you identify with that, just say amen. All right. Okay, folks, let's recap some of the things we talked about. We talked about evil spirits. We talked about evil spirits and who they are, their origin. We talked about how they have different names. You got lots of different names of evil spirits. They have different functions. You have spirits of murder. You have spirits of greed. You even have the divinity spirits. divinity spirits. Paul, we talked about this last week, was preaching, and a lady cried out, "Behold, this is the servant of the Most High." She cried out again, "This is servants of the Most High. Hear them. They show us the way to salvation." What is wrong with what she said? There was nothing wrong with what she said. But Paul, through the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, one of the gifts of the Spirit, which you have that available to you, if you are a believer in Christ, you have the ability to use one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. One of the gifts of the Spirit is called a discerning of spirits. A discerning of spirits. And you, my friend, my listener friend, definitely have that as an opportunity in your arsenal. We'll talk about that a little later on, the nine gifts of the Spirit. But the Spirit rose up in Paul and actually gave him that gift where he can discern that that woman was not right, even though she was saying something religious. That's why they call it spirit of divine divinity. She also brought her master much wealth because she was able to see some things in the spiritual realm. Sip on a little coffee there, tea there. There is also something called a spirit of infirmity, spirit of infirmity. I don't know if we talked about a spirit of infirmity last week, but I just wanted to mention it at this time. There is a such thing of spirit of infirmity. Okay, we're supposed to be recapping. I probably shouldn't talk about this now because we're talking about things that we've already covered. But let me just go ahead and cover it since we're talking about the names, and we can kind of move past the names, okay? But Christ ran into a woman that was bent over. He ran into a woman that was bent over. This is in the Luke 13 and 11. Luke 13 and 11. This is not necessarily designed to be a Bible study, but I quote some things from the Bible. I don't want y'all to think I'm making this stuff up. Let's start at verse 10, Luke 13 and 10. "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Christ," or Jesus, Yeshua, "saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, 'Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was straight and glorified the Father." Now watch this. This woman was bent over. It wasn't something wrong with her body. Some people have been over today, and it is just something wrong with their body. I mean, they got twisted joints, crooked bones, and it ain't a spirit. They just bent over. That would require a miracle, another gift of the Spirit. The way the gifts of the Spirit work is the Spirit of the Most High, who you should be yielded to 24/7, and I mean that's me too, yielded to 24/7. It uses you as a puppet. You're supposed to be possessed by it. This is the good Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's supposed to have its way with us. The Bible says, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Father, which is your reasonable service." Again, I repeat that. It says, "Submit yourselves unto the Father." I said it right the first time. It says, okay, now y'all will probably think I'm making that up, so I got to look that up. But anyway, it talks about submitting yourself unto the Father, which is your reasonable service, okay? Now, y'all have to bear with me. It's late for me. I didn't get enough rest earlier. I always like to take a nap before I do my shows, and I didn't do it. I didn't get enough rest. Anyway, this woman had a spirit of infirmity. Nothing wrong with her body other than there was a spirit that had her bent over. So that's something else. You can write that down in your notes. That spirits will cause the body to be deformed. Some of y'all, if you have a knee you can't bend, haven't been able to bend it forever, or you bend over like this woman is, or you know somebody's bent over, it might not be her joint. Now, of course, if they do an x-ray, it's going to show her bones bent over because she's bent over. And only the Holy Spirit really knows if she really is done like that by her bones or if it's a spirit of infirmity. If it is a spirit of infirmity, it can be cast out and that woman will stand straight. And I think that when you see a lot of times miracles today, I know a lot of y'all hating on these evangelists, but I got the news for you. All of them ain't fake. What you going to do with the ones that's not fake? That's the question of the night. What are y'all going to do with the ones that are not fake? Well, I know a lot of them fakes and they have the money and they got all these, you know, okay, it's true. But what are you going to do? You know, wherever you see a fake, there's a real somewhere. So, anyway, spirit of infirmity. Spirit of infirmity. This is another type of evil spirit. It's real. They are real. When they are cast out, the person can do what they couldn't do before. Some of y'all, and some of y'all relatives, and some of y'all friends, and some of y'all husbands, some of y'all brothers, some of y'all sisters, are nothing more than experiencing a spirit of infirmity. Once that spirit is gone, you'll be able to do what you couldn't do. And that's a lot of the miracles you see on TV is what I was trying to get to. Okay, so spirits have names, all types of names. We talked about that. We also talked about a transference of spirits, how spirits can live literally be inside of one body. As you know, spirits yearn to get in bodies. They long to be in bodies. They long to possess bodies because, I mean, all spirits do, including the Holy Spirit. Every spirit without a body yearns to get into that body that it may bring its master glory, either good spirits or fallen angels, okay? So, and that's, and I put that word in there, angels, but we talked about that, the origin of evil spirits, how that they're nothing more than angels, fallen, not in good state, but fallen, not in good state, but fallen. Then we have other angels that are in good state. Now, these angels we call, most of the time they're messengers. Angels are mostly messengers. I know there's cherubims, those angels that fight in the heavenly realm, in the spiritual realm, but most angels, angelic contacts, are just messengers. We need to take the spook out of it, take the wings off of them. The Bible says be careful how you entertain strangers. For some have entertained angels unaware. You say, I thought you was talking about the one world government, the new world order. I thought you was talking about things like heart and a fake war on terror and fake democracy and 9-1-1 and Skull and Bones and Club of Rome and all of these folks. Y'all cannot understand them, people. You can't fathom the wickedness of those people. It'll sound like a fairy tale to you. You can't just talk about the one world government. You just end up talking about it like it's some soap opera. You won't be able to really feel what you're supposed to feel from this wickedness, and this, your spirit won't be able to rise up like it's supposed to because you really, truly won't believe it. I mean, some of y'all have a hard time believing that your government is responsible for 9-1-1. That part of your government, not everybody in the government, Maxine Waters and a lot of those congressmen we like and love, you know, if you like Maxine, but I'm just saying a lot of the congress people, not all of them, of course not, but there is a part of the government that will scare you. There is a part of the government that is so wicked it's unimaginable what they would do. And yes, they will kill 3,000 in the middle of the daytime, blame it on the Muslims, just to piss off the American people, to get them up in arms, and that way that when they go over, when they blame it on whoever they blame it on, we're going to be like, go kill them. So when they go over there and kill them and take their oil, there won't be a word said. Some of y'all can't even believe that. Did you get a chance to listen to Loose Change? I brought that up. Loose Change. It is a video online right now, a free movie, which is about an hour. It's called Loose Change. It's like Loose Change in your pocket. Did you get a chance to go to Loose Change? If you did and you saw the facts, they put the facts out there. They make it so clear, you will. There is nowhere in the world after you look at the Loose Change movie, you will doubt that the United States government was not responsible for killing their own. And that's not the first time they've done it, people. But I know how I sound right now. I sound crazy. Of course I sound crazy. But you just got to understand Satan's evil spirits and the wicked and the depth these people will go. Everybody just can't get with it. It's too much for somebody to comprehend that. Okay? So, anyway, and I got my brother listening tonight, Mars. If you want to comment, my brother, just simply hit one on your phone. But don't do it unless you really want to comment, because he's opinionated like me. But Mars, if you ever want to comment, just hit one and we'll bring you open the line and let you comment. But anyway, folks, y'all can't just fathom that. It's just too much to comprehend. If I start saying what the one world government is doing, I mean, some of y'all have a hard time believing, like I said, 9-1-1. How are you going to believe stuff about the Rothschild? How are you going to believe about the Bilderberg Group? How are you going to believe about the CIA and the FBI and the Trilateral Commission? Okay? How are you going to believe in just some things that we would say tonight that you would just say, you know what, that's it, I can't handle it. I don't trust none of you say. Because it's going to sound like I'm loony. But I promise you, I ain't going to tell y'all nothing that's not backed up with a whole lot of proof, okay? But we're talking about demons tonight. We're starting with 101. We're starting with the first step of this. If you can fathom the stuff I'm saying tonight, then we can go to the next level and start talking about angels, because that's another spirit with no body in most cases, but they can have bodies. Most High definitely can allow his angels to have bodies. And the Bible says, oh, I don't know what I was looking up. I was looking up the scripture that talks about some of you have entertained angels unaware. Man, we're going to read this too. Because some of y'all don't know this, but the Bible said, be careful how you entertain strangers. For some of you have entertained angels unaware. Okay? It's just that simple. You have entertained angels unaware. All right? So let's look up this real quick, and then we're going to move on. Here we go, Hebrews 13. Y'all need to always have your Bible out when you listen to Brother Seth, because although this is not a Bible study, we do that on Saturdays and Sundays, okay? Like Saturday, we'll talk about, we're on leprosy right now, okay? Leprosy on 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now, my leprosy, I know y'all say, you jumped off the subject, but I've got to get that in there, folks. I didn't get it in earlier. So on Saturdays, we're talking about leprosy. And all that is when human beings don't have proper pigmentation or they're not covered, parts of them, be it a spot or be their whole body. This is the origin of vitiligo and albinism and the origin of white skin. It is amazing. It's becoming more popular than this. Tonight's show is the most popular of all my shows, but leprosy is creeping up. People are really, really interested in this whole thing of Leviticus 13, 2 Kings 5, last verse. So anyway, leprosy, nothing more than losing pigmentation. Pigmentation of melanin is nothing more than earth. We are made to be covered. The sun ain't supposed to be scorching us, burn us up. So when you don't have the proper pigmentation, be it in the eyes, proper, you know, the original eyes were dark eyes, black eyes. Inside of black eyes is all eyes. Inside of black hair is blonde hair. Inside of black hair is red hair. Inside of every color is inside of black. Every color is inside of black, be it black hair, black pupils. All eyes come from dark eyes. All skin come from dark skin. Just look outside where it's dark right now where I'm at. But if you look outside, what you going to see? Nothing but brown and green, brown and green. The Most High chose these colors. He made this man brown. It's not to make black folks proud, stick your chest all up. No, no, no. It's just something he chose. Okay, take it up to him as to why he chose brown. But if you lose that brown pigmentation, back in the Bible days. It doesn't matter now because Christ come and his blood has changed all that. Everybody's accepting to get the Commonwealth of Israel now. We all can be saved. But back in the day, if you didn't have that color, it was considered a type of leprosy. That's 11 a.m. on Saturday. On Sunday, get all your friends, people. Tell them to listen on Sunday at 3:30 Central Standard Time. We are talking about how we know we're Israel, the proof. We go through many scriptures showing how so-called African Americans is a lost tribe of Israel. We get into it deep. I mean, we get into it to where we bring up scriptures like Isaiah 51 and 20, talking about how the ancient Hebrew boys stood on corners. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I told you we don't be playing. We show you how our boys today is doing nothing. Black culture is Hebraic culture. It's rebellious Hebraic culture. It's what Israel is supposed to act like when they're rebelling. I know it looks so crazy, looking far, but see, the people in Israel today, we hold them to be the real Jews, and we think that everything they do is so Jewish this, Jewish that, and it's got us thinking something totally outside the Bible. The Bible don't support nothing that people do. And that I have so much love. This is a love show. I have so much love for the people in Israel. I have no hatred for them. But the Holocaust is not in the Bible. And a lot of what they do, yes, they adapt certain scriptures, but I'm talking about their origin and where they come from and who are they. They're not the people of the book. And we can show you that on Sunday at 3:30. Then on Tuesday night, we talk to these real Israel, which is non-white. Why he says non-white, brother? Because the Bible says that God scattered Israel into the four corners of the earth. He ran the true Jews out of Israel. The true Jews have been run out of Israel thousands of years ago, and he scattered them among all nations. The United Nations say only the world is 8% white. So 92% of the world is black. Do you know that? We have pretty much a black planet. I've been to 24 countries. That's not a whole lot of countries, but I'll tell you one thing. Almost everywhere I go, literally everywhere I go, is non-white. So why is Israel all white? They said if the Jews come back home, well, if the Jews came back home and they've been scattered to all these non-white countries, they're mixed with these people thousands and thousands of years, these people that know, even if they were white, let's just say Israel was white once upon a time. If they've been scattered to all four corners of the earth and the four corners of the earth is non-white, according to the United Nations, is predominantly non-white, then Israel should be 92% non-white as well. But it's literally white. And we have trouble with that because it's right next door to Africa. It's hot sun. There's no way an ancient people would be that white. We even go to the Bible where Israel tell you flat out how they live. Talk about locks, braids, black skin. Folks, y'all got to join us. Actually, I got sidetracked. That's on Sunday. I'm sorry. On Tuesday night, we talked to Israelites scattered throughout the whole planet that look just like we just described. Okay, anyway, back to the subject at hand. All right, recapping real quick, and then we're going to jump into some new stuff tonight, and then we'll talk a little bit about y'all going to really love this when we get into the one world government of the new world order. I'm going to really share some things with you. I'm just going to have to go there and just take a chance and see if y'all can follow me, because really we need to dwell on angels and demons and spiritual warfare a whole lot more before we start talking about the New World Order, because this stuff is hard to believe. It's just hard to believe. I mean, you know, hard to believe stuff. Just crazy stuff. Okay, let me give you an example. I don't know why. I'm just trying to get into this New World Order beforehand. But I met a guy by the name of Colonel Bo Grice. Y'all know Colonel Bo Grice? All y'all should know Colonel Bo Grice. He is the living G.I. Joe. You heard of G.I. Joe, the toy? The toy was made about his life. He was the most decorated Green Beret ever. Okay, he's the man that ran for president like 6 times. He wrote a book called A Nation Betrayed. Don't look online now, folks. Please give me undivided attention. But he is there. He is there if you want to look him up. But Colonel Bo Grice found out about this other government that the government we know is not the government there is. There's a whole lot of wicked people that operate within our government. And when they can get stuff passed through Congress, they often use drug money. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm saying? Not like you thinking right now, drug money. They use it to fund operations. He goes into a deep, a nation betrayed. Believe me, everybody that's, you know, that's forward thinking and that's been studying for a while know Bo Grice. This man gets into a deep. Anyway, he does this conference in Dallas one time, and I was shocked when I went because I was like the only black person there, so-called black person there. It looked like a Klan rally, I ain't going to lie. I mean, it was brand new cars, the top of the line cars. I knew I was on to something when I stumbled upon them, like 200 cars in this parking lot, and it looked, everything was Benz, and I mean, everything. And I walked in there, and there he was talking. So I listened. And at the end of the show, he was, everybody was shaking his hand. I walked up to talk to him. And I remember him grabbing my hand. He said this, not just to me, he said this to everybody around. Listen to this. Y'all think y'all want about the one world order. Let me show you how a lot of y'all not ready, how you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. Check this out, what he said. He said the government of the United States want us all sick. Want us all sick. I thought that was the craziest thing. And he lost points when he said that. He said, he looked at me, and he held my hand, and he looked in my eyes almost like, you hear me? They want us all sickly. He had talked about Coons Fidus. I can't get into his presentation. This man talked about some stuff in that presentation, and I'm going to get into it later, but not now. This man talked about some stuff in that book where you just will not believe it. And that's why they kind of, they quit hollering at him or quit respecting him after he started, you know, doing some of the things he did. But he started trying, he loved his country, he loved his country. And so he just started telling the truth about the good, these people that deal with drugs in the government, start calling out names, even H. Ross Perot, you know. But anyway, so what he did, Bo Grice said that the government want us sick, and what he meant was this. Check this out. He meant they don't want you dead. They just want you in a way that you're dependent upon the pharmaceutical industry to where you won't be a threat to them. If you're sickly and addicted to medicine, you won't be in the government's business. You won't be protesting. You won't be doing all these things then. You know, being responsible people to combat this one world, new world order. You'll be addicted somewhere. When you're addicted to different drugs, you cannot function. And I was like, whoa. I mean, you know, I mean, I actually thought about this later. But when he first put it to me, I thought he was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. But as I walked away and kind of checked out his book and things, that's what he was really trying to say. And guess what? He is right. They want us sickly, dependent upon drugs, fiends, a bunch of fiends. Fiends are not, they don't want us dead. You got to understand this. They just want slaves. They want slaves. They want you enough to work, go back to fiending or whatever you like or want. Antidepressants. I don't mean to pick on nobody, but they want you addicted to stuff like that, where you just, you're addicted. You got so many issues, you're tending more to your body. And that's what the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Some of y'all are saying, what? What did you just say? Protocols of the learned elders of Zion. That's what that's all about. This book that came out some time back where they was talking about how they're going to take over the world. And that was one of their strategies. So another strategy was to get the men caught up in sports. There was no sports back in the, when this book was wrote. This book was wrote hundreds of years ago, before NBA, NFL. And they said, we're going to capture the men by having sports year-round. I know it sounds crazy, but this is a true book. Anyway, let me get back on things. I told you, you can't handle the truth. But the protocols of learned and design is a must-have. If you don't have that book, and you know what, I want it in my library, but it should be. The protocols of the learned elders of Zion If you really want to know what's going on and you want your mind blue, not for the sake of just having your mind blue to do something controversial, but if you really want to know what's going on in our world, read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Okay? But just recapping and finishing up here, folks, we're trying to recap. We talked about spirits of transfer, how spirits can transfer, literally jump from one person to another. They can do that. They can leave a body, especially when they're first trying to enter one. They can leave one body. If you cast out a spirit, the Bible says, you know, that they look for a place to go. Remember, we talked about that. Y'all got to look to the previous episodes, 1, 2, 3, and 4. But Christ said when a spirit leaves, it looks for a dwelling place. And it says, I'm going to return home. And I'm going to take other spirits more wicked than me. Why? So we won't get evicted again. Y'all ain't hearing me. Can you fathom that? You think it's still, some of y'all still think it's just all, you know, makeup stuff? You don't think it's real? Some of y'all do. I know a lot of you do. But anyway, folks, I'm telling you, this is so real. It's just so real. My brother's on the line. I know he's probably going to get all shy and don't want to talk, but whenever he want to talk, he knows to hit one. But I just want to just bring him on the line and let him see. Mars, go ahead and hit one on your phone. I want to bring you on the line, and I want you to talk about how we was kids, how we would go in these churches and these spirits would jump from one body to another, how this was real. That's if you don't, if you want to. But when we was younger, we saw people, think about it. When you're like 8 years old and you go to church every day, I mean, literally when we went to church seven times a week, we went to church every day from the time we were seven, probably to the time we were something like 11 or 12. I'm telling you, when you see that much activity, you just get used to it. You get numb to it. So when we hear about transfer to spirits in the Bible, of course it's right up our alley. We like, yeah, we, you know, probably really bored with it. So all I'm saying is, folks, this is real. This is real. We don't want to give all the glory and praise to Satan. That's not what this show is for tonight, okay? This show is to expose him because some of y'all are bent over and you don't even know it, but it is the spirit of infirmity. All of y'all don't have crooked bones. Some of those bones are crooked because you've been bent over so long, and those bones are just formed to you being bent over, you know, but you really is bent over primarily by an evil spirit, a spirit of infirmity. This is real. And I think this is why you see some people getting up out of wheelchairs, because some people is in wheelchairs because their body deteriorated into that, and some people is in spirit in the wheelchairs because it's a spirit of infirmity. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. This is serious. This is serious all day long. And what gets me, what tickles me, is the medical world always thinks they're so much smarter than the church world. And they always want to try to downplay miracles and all this. But they, I love when they say, we don't understand what happened to Miss Jones. She was in a wheelchair. Now she's walking. We don't know. And doctors, some of them will finally just say it's a miracle. But a lot of times it's a spirit of infirmity. Somebody just simply called that spirit off that person, and they was able to do just what the woman did when Christ prayed. Remember, Christ said, the works that I do, ye shall do greater works. So those of you that believe this stuff has passed away like a lot of churches do, shame on you. Christ said, the works that I do, ye shall do greater works. When you going to do greater works? Okay? I want y'all to check out this song, because we're talking about a lot. I'm throwing a lot at you, and I need to get a drink and take care of my throat for a second. But I want y'all to listen to the words of this song while I do get a quick drink and get into our deeper lessons, okay? Check this out. This will bless you, okay?
controlled by the Zionists. They could care less for the Lord's commandments. They could care less for human rights. Turn the people into merchandise. Indoctrinate them to uphold the lie. All in the name of a Jesus Christ. This is not a Christian nation. Christian nation. This is not a Christian nation. This is not a Christian nation. All of us in captivity.
Out of these chains. So it's one of the things I wanted to get into. Captivity. Are we really free? I think we're getting free. But I think if you live in the United States of America, unfortunately, some kind of way, you are still in captivity. I want to do more. I want to talk about America. I want to talk about how we look at this as a godly land. I really believe that song. We are so gross in captivity. And even when you travel, those you have the benefit to be able to travel, you should have seen a whole new different world, a whole new different perspective. And this is one of the five things I asked the Most High, you know, and, of course, when he answered me those five questions, that ended up being the five answers birthed what I call today five smooth stones. And I wanted to read one of the questions was, can I see the world? Because I didn't ask to be in the United States, and I knew that I wasn't getting the truth about what's going on in our world, who we are as a people, who the people that rule over us truly is, what's really going on, why we find ourselves at the bottom of every single aspect of life. Most High came through and showed me what was going on, who we are as a people, which is nothing more than Israelites. The reason why we're at the bottom, because he said Israel would not be able to rise. Israel would not be able to rise. Israel would not be able to rise unless this nation, you can keep on thinking you're part of the United States if you want to. The Most High said he has his eye on Israel. He knows where he scattered them. And they are still a nation to him, folks. We are a nation within a nation, okay? Before you can understand one world government, one world society, new world order, you got to understand who you are. You are Israel inside of America. And our blindness, our ignorance of being Israel is what fuels the economy of Wall Street. Wall Street, our money, our blind loyalty, us being mere consumers, you know how they call people consumers? We are a consumerist nation. We are the top consumers in America. White people have more money than we have, but we're more consumerist minded than they are. We get money today, it's gone tomorrow. They hold on to their money, invest more. Not all white people, we know that, but vast majority of white dollars, the billions, the trillions, you know, is definitely held, whereas we are consumers. And And our money fuel a lot of, I like to say, jump street Wall Street. It jump start Wall Street. It don't run Wall Street. We don't have that much money. But they say, let me give you an idea how much money so-called African-Americans have. If we kept the money in our hands, they say we will become the sixth richest nation. If we can just keep that money, keep the turnover in our neighborhoods six times, I think you have to turn over four times in our hands. Somebody can correct me on that. But we would become the sixth richest nation, the sixth richest nation. That's over 200 nations today, 200 today, not in God's eyes. In God's eyes, it's only 70, always been 70. But today's world, there's over 200 nations. We would be number six, number six. That's crazy to believe that. Okay, that's enough wealth to have your own army, your own land, your own everything. That's some crazy wealth. So our ignorance is what's fueling the American system. So it's very important. It's a lot of money made in us staying blind. Okay, and not just our ignorance, but our brothers and sisters scattered in Australia. They're ignorant. Scattered in South Africa, their ignorance, the ignorance of Israel, much wealth is made off these blind people as they choose to be like their oppressors, and they take on their identity and want to spin and make the Tommy Hill figures and the Nikes and all these people of the world filthy rich. Even just look at this for a second. Look at what happened with the whole bailout situation. What was the problem with the bailout situation? What was the main reason? Those bad loans, right? And they started saying it for a while. It was black people's fault. Then some congressmen jumped to our defense and started saying, don't y'all start blaming black people. But it was our loans, a lot of our loans that went bad. A lot of people got them arms and accelerated mortgages, and they started going up, and they lost those homes, and that caused the trouble. But really what caused the trouble was the snake-like mortgage companies that, secretly, trick our people into getting into that. So they're really the snakes in it. But I'm just saying the ignorance of Israel fueled Wall Street. And Wall Street, my friend, fueled the world economy. You better believe that. So how important is Israel? Vitally important. If you got the wrong Israel on your radar, you will never understand world events. You might as well just go somewhere else on the net, leave this blog, because you're not going to understand nothing about the one world order, new world order, what's going on behind closed doors. You're not going to understand the IMF. You're not going to understand the World Health Organization. You're not going to understand the World Bank. Okay, you're just not going to get it. It's not going to sink in you. You're going to think it's all myth. You're not going to understand the Rothschilds. You're not going to understand the purpose of Skull and Bones. You're not going to understand none of these things that's happening in our world. You just won't get it, okay? You won't understand the fractional lending institution, how banks only lend a very small, tiny amount of the money that's actually in these banks. You won't even believe that. That won't even make sense to you. So I'm just saying Israel is in exile. The vast majority of Israel is in exile and not in the land of Israel. And our ignorance and our slavery is fueling the world economy. Let's talk, finish up on, I know I've been taking a lot of side roads, but we got to recap because some of y'all listen for the first time listening. So we talked a lot about spirits, like I said, transferring. We talked about co-spirits. These are spirits that run together, like spirit of lying is often associated with the spirit of envy. These spirits, they are spirits. They know each other. I mean, don't you know if you died, wouldn't you know certain other spirits? Of course you would. Other, you know, relatives that have died before you, when you see them once you die, because they're not, they just not on this side, but they are alive. They're spirits that know each other. They run together. I'm serious, folks. Okay, we're moving right through this. Y'all got to listen to these previous episodes. I'm going to go a little fast, okay? We talked about how spirits, the whole number one job of evil spirits is to they to stop the progress of information. The whole war between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of Yahweh, these two kingdoms colliding, is to stop information, to stop information, to stop truth, to stop truth, because the scripture says, by truth we shall be free. The truth shall make you free. Let me give you, it's not as complicated as a lot of y'all think right now. I can feel complication with some of y'all with that. It's simple. Like, here is a major truth that the kingdom of darkness want to stop. The fact that you are loved, you listener, you sitting right there listening, you are loved, you're valued. You are a tiny God within God. You're not God, okay? Remember Christ said, ye are gods, and they took up stones to try to stone him? And he said, what are you doing? He said, you don't remember when David said, ye are gods, but you're going to die as mere men? In other words, when the Bible says, be ye imitators of God, why would it say, be ye imitators of God? And I'm saying God because some of y'all have to, those of you Hebrew Israelites, I know y'all don't like saying God, you like saying Yahweh, but we got to understand everybody is not there, and I can't do a study on Yahweh right now. But when the scripture says, be ye imitators of God, how can you imitate something? Why would the Most High ask you to do something that you can't do? He said, be ye imitators of God. That means you, it's saying be like God. When Christ started talking like this, they said they want to stone him. And he would say, don't you remember what David said? How he said, ye are gods? Folks, this is all up in your Bible, okay? Psalms 82. It even says God goes in the sanctuary. It says God, G-O-D, capital G-O-D, goes in the sanctuary of God, small G-O-D. That's talking about us. But it talks about if you don't basically live right, you'll die as mere men. And most of us think we're just mere men, when in reality we're supposed to live as God. Psalms 82:6, but really all the Psalms, 82:1-6. Okay, and Yeshua or Christ talked about this in John 10:3-4. So the whole fight is to keep us from being God, keep us from being God. Okay, I'm going to jump off into some new stuff. Those of you, you just got to go back and listen to those old broadcasts because we got to move on. It's not fair that I keep recapping. Y'all got to go back and listen to the different stories I talked about and everything else, okay? Let's talk about America. 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 America is a major player in the New World Order, okay? America. Who do y'all think America is? Do y'all really believe that she is a godly nation? Do you really believe she is a godly nation? The song I just played was, this is not a Christian nation. I hear you, the Hangman and Mama B. The kids and older people in the chat room. But, folks, I want y'all to really think about this. All of a sudden, I'm just gonna jump out here. Hopefully, y'all with me on this. What do y'all think of Egypt, Syria, and North Africa, Libya? All of a sudden, they're up, they're acting up. Now, hold on. Before I do that, hold on 1 second. My brother, I'm gonna see if he wants to share because I really invited him to come on. If you, Mars, can hit 1 on your phone, I will open up the line. I want him to just share just about 3 minutes of his encounters when we was a kid. And I want y'all to listen to this, okay? Mars, go ahead. You on the air. Are you there? Mars, are you there? Hello? I don't know what happened there, but anyway, he's got his hand up. But anyway, while he's getting his phone together, let me just go ahead and go here. Now, Syria, Libya, Egypt, all these people are all of a sudden wanting democracy, and they're in the streets saying, we want democracy. Do you really think it's just those people? If you do, I don't even know what to say to that. Folks, we have CIA officials in every major election across the world. I know y'all think I misquoted that. I'm going to say it again. The CIA is associated with every major election in the world. Why? The CIA is in anywhere, follow the raw materials, follow oil, follow precious stones, gold, copper, anything that America's about to run out of or, you know, not run out of, but just don't want to, America don't want to use their own products like oil because they know with the rate we're using is fossil fuel that we're going to run out. So what do? They just they cause this whole 911 thing. They go to war in Iraq. Everybody knows about oil. But they don't just stop with that. Syria, we need Syria. We need Egypt. Not we, not you and I. We the righteous. No, absolutely, we don't need it. But what I'm saying is, y'all really think these people out of the clear blue just going to start declaring democracy? That's the scam they use. Remember, let's go back with proof. Because you don't know if Brother Sefton smoking on some or not. Let's go back. Remember with the L.A. riots. Remember in the hood we had young black people saying, it was these people, and they said, some of them said they CIA officials that was edging us on. Other people said, those you see white people here, man, trying to edge on the fight. Y'all remember that. Y'all was probably asleep or something. Go back and look at that. When the Rodney King, that situation happened, there was government officials involved in that rioting. I know that sounds crazy. I know, folks, believe me, I know how I sound right now. But it is not uncommon for the CIA to edge on things. Somebody say, well, why would the CIA do that? What would they do that? What is the benefit of that? I don't know what all the reasons is why, but it sure was black folks on TV saying there was government people there that's not from their hood edging them on, starting fights, you know, agitating them, saying stuff. And I can go to a simple place in Cincinnati. I know some of y'all listen from Cincinnati, and y'all know how crooked the government officials can be. I mean, we attended the funeral of a slain young boy killed by officers. And while we was at the funeral, a car full of cops pulled up and started shooting at people at the funeral. And that was rubber bullets, but still. I mean, some of us know, now that was policing, but I'm saying the CIA, folks, listen to me. You really, really think that all of a sudden Egypt starts saying, we want democracy, we want democracy, and they start coming against their leader and all this. You really think that? Didn't you hear Fidel, I can't think of the Egyptian leader name, but don't you remember, because if you watch the news, got to watch it close with a grain, a barrel of salt, but you got to look for consistencies. When I look at news, I like to look at news when it first happened, when they, you know, they hadn't got the lie together yet. You got to watch it when it first happened. You can't watch it 24, 48 hours after. It's too late. The liars are already starting to slant it. You got to look at it when it first come on. It's how you get truth, okay? Anyway, and I listen to the Muslims. I got people. When I want truth, I listen to the so-called bad guy. I want to hear what Osama bin Laden said out of his own mouth. You know, and I'm not jumping, but remember Osama bin Laden, the second tape? Remember the first tape ever they played, and that was really Osama bin Laden. But remember the second tape they played? And did Osama bin Laden's friends say, we know Osama bin Laden. This is not him. This is not him. And a CIA pulled that tape like that. You remember the second tape? You hear about that no more. You got to watch for the consistencies. We're getting into this now, the New World Order. Now watch this. America is going throughout the whole world. And this is why you can't trust CNN, ABC, CBS, none of these folks, because all these people are paid for. You need to go and listen, not to Algeria, if I'm pronouncing it right, not the big Muslim station, not them. No. That's just the flip. That's the CNN of the Muslim world. They're bought and paid for. You can't listen to them. You got to listen to dissident voices. You got to listen to people that are threatened, like the Louis Farrakhan. I know y'all might not like his theology, but the brother is on politically as far as what we go through. You got to listen to who are the rebels in their country. Who is it that you got to listen to the Noam Chomsky's. Some of y'all didn't go to Chomsky.info, did you? You got to go to www.chomsky.info. This man, to me, is one of the brightest minds on the planet. Noam Chomsky is a bad boy, a one-man army. This man got thousands of students all across the... Anyway, let me move on. But you got to listen to voices like that. Listen to these dissident voices, these what you call activists. Listen to them networks. Do not listen to the richer they are, the more you don't need to listen to them. The poorer they are, the more they're thrown in jail. Listen to them. I'm serious. And you'll get a whole lot more information faster. By the way, go to Democracy Now. Write these websites now. Folks, I've been researching this stuff over 20 years, and I'm telling y'all, the websites I'm about to give y'all is strong, strong, strong. Go to truth11.com. Truth11.com. Write that down. It's like a Walmart information. You want to go to one place that's got everything that's going on, I'm telling you, truth11.com. Amy Goodman at Democracy Now! Will put on, she'll put on anybody. She will interview people that the United States hate. I mean, we're talking about Fidel Castro, anybody. Democracy Now! Is one of the most fairest voices on the net, okay? Also, go to something called wearechange.org. 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 And while you're at it, go ahead and holler. Y'all, if you listen to Christians all the time, you're in trouble. If you listen to Muslims all the time, you're in trouble. If you listen to Hindus all the time, you're in trouble. The truth is everywhere, folks. Nobody have a franchise on the truth. So you got to listen to various people to get truth. Do you want truth or not? And while I'm in it, let me go ahead and give you my standards of what I feel. Oh, one more website, NOI.org, nationofislam.org, NOI.org. Farrakhan them be throwing out some serious, okay, y'all can hate them if y'all want to. You gotta learn to spit out certain things and swallow other things. That man ain't no joke. Anytime Elijah Muhammad can tell you what black folks gonna be going through in 2011 without no proof, tell you that there's gonna be low infant mortality rate among our women, just tell you the future darn near. Y'all better pay the man some mind, okay? Obviously, Satan always come and try to mess up our leaves with some weird doctrine. All of them always get off on some weird doctrine. So does your pastor probably. Anyway, I'm just teasing. But I'm serious, though. When you really are anointed and you have something to say, you always do something weird. Always do something weird. And that's what Satan does. That's what these evil spirits do. They come to hide the truth. All that we're talking about, everything Brother Seth is talking about can be wrapped up in this very... very sentence right here. What is the difference between the kingdom of darkness? What is the war about? What is the fight about? Why is fighting? Why is warring among these nations, among these kingdoms? It's about truth. If we know the truth right now, if the media right now just told the honest to God truth about everything, watch this, it's going to blow you away. If we got the truth right now about everything, what's really going on? Don't lie. Tell the truth. Is America in trouble? What's going on with the volcanoes? Did y'all know that California today had over 100 earthquakes? I know y'all really think I'm crazy. Now, that's it. Y'all gone. Hold on before you go. They have over 100 earthquakes today. But they're not 7.0. They're little tremors. Little tiny tremors. But think about it. California had over 100 tremors today. Every day. Every day they have over 100 tremors. Y'all didn't know that, did you? See, if they told the news every day the truth, If you live in California, you know what I'm talking about. But if you live in Texas, some of the other places, you're like, what is he talking about? But if you live in California, you know, you don't even think none of it. It's just tiny tremors. It's not L.A. every day, L.A. It moves throughout the regions of California, but every day there's recorded over 100 tremors. Go check me out. Come back and tell me if I'm a liar. That's a fact. That right there is a fact. Every single day, California have over 100 tremors. Baby earthquakes. Now, what people don't tell you is why. Did you know about hear about all those birds that fell out of the sky and all these, I mean, thousands of birds falling out of the sky? If they just told the truth, the honest to God truth about everything, science, history, who we are, who they are, the true history of Africa, the true history of Europe, the true history of China, the what's going on, how we are born, the what really, how black hair is the strongest of all hair. I'm talking about just the color black right now. How black pupils, all eyes inside of the color black pupils, blonde eyes, blue eyes, everything is in color. If they told the truth about melanin, the properties of melanin, what it does to the body, and how it, and the so-called pineal gland. They don't never talk about the pineal gland. Some of you Egyptologists are like, yeah, brother, come on. But I'm saying they told the truth about the pineal gland. It is a true gland. When our forehead, they call it the third eye. If they just told the truth about everything, guess what? The earth would immediately be destroyed. Satan would be immediately defeated. It'll be over. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. The kingdom of God, once the kingdom comes, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to reveal everything. They'll never tell the truth, because if they tell the truth, all of a sudden, Israel will rise. When the nations of the world find out, oh my goodness, when the nations of the world find out. One of these days I'm going to write a book. Don't nobody steal my title, please. I probably shouldn't even say this. I'm not going to say it, because some of y'all will go and steal it. But when the nations of the world find out who the true Israel is, they are going to be very upset with those people in the land of Israel. Do you know what that would mean? You know what would happen right now, tomorrow, everybody woke up knowing who the real Israelites is. Do you know what that means for the Bible, what that changes in the Bible? That changes everything about the Bible, nearly everything. Of course, Christ still came, lived, died, rose. He still needs to live right, live holy, and, you know. But I'm saying, folks, do y'all know what that means? If I'm correct in saying that we are truly Israel, do you have an idea what that means? That explains our behavior as a people towards each other, why we can't come together, why we're at the bottom of our society. They explain why, if you look at a globe, the north part of the globe dominates the south part of the globe. That explain why, let me go back to my original point. Anyway, all I'm saying is America, CIA is all over the world, and they're causing havoc. They're causing havoc. They're inciting things. They're very clever. They got certain people that sell out their own people. Certain Egyptians work with them. It ain't no bunch of white people out there with laptops saying, everybody do this. No, they really, really, really clever. Really, really clever. And a lot of the CIA ain't white. Some of them are Egyptians. They get people of their own ethnic. These people are very wicked. Because what we need Egypt leadership to tumble. Gaddafi, are you kidding me? We didn't need Libya. I'm saying we. I'm trying to talk like America right now, but I'm definitely not including me and us. But they're saying America, our way of life, with the way we use oil, y'all know we use oil for everything. I mean, I thought oil was just for cars. Did you know that to produce masks, clothes, and the factories, they need oil for those machines? Some of y'all knew that, but some of y'all didn't. Everything in your house, look around, you need oil for, because if you're going to produce masses of them, you're going to have a machine, and sooner or later, if you have a machine, you're going to need oil. America is floating in oil. This is why we have got to go over there and take these people's raw materials, because we're so greedy. We're such big gluttoners. We like this big monster that's just sucking up. I mean, did y'all know, this is going to blow y'all away, did y'all know that America uses 3/4 of the world's resources? Let me share some of these stats with y'all. We're talking about who is America. That's the first step in understanding the New World Order. Who is America? It says the U.S. alone, I'm reading from, what website is this? I'll find out that in a minute. It says the U.S. alone, with only 6% of the world population, consume 30% of its resources. What? I know. Some of y'all don't believe that. The U.S. alone, and it's been verified, this is so much truth. The U.S. alone, with only 6% of the world's population, consumes 30% of its resources. If you don't believe it, just type in U.S. consume 30% of resources. It's all over the Internet. This is all over the Internet. And listen to this. Check this out. Consumerism is a social and economic creed that encourages us to aspire to even more than that share, regardless of the consequences. Watch this. 20% of the world's population consumes over 70% of its material resources. I'm going to say that again. 20% of the world population consumes over 70% of its material resources and owns over 80% of its wealth. Are y'all listening? This is serious. They go on to talk about basically how the white nation, listen to this. Oh, I got more stuff for you. You'll get it when I read this one, I guarantee you. Watch this. Oh, my goodness. The same 20% I just read about causes 53% of all world pollution. Oh, my goodness. The same 20% uses 80% of the world's natural resources. You might as well say that this little 20% uses up all of the world's resources. What am I saying? America is a giant monster. It's a giant, hold on, we got a comment here. Let me open up this line and see what. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Mars, go ahead.
Now, you
did you want to comment?
You was mentioning when you was in school, you was talking about the deep depth of the way down deep when it comes down to the evil spirits that might come in your existences. But I remember as a child, you know, regardless, we went to church on Sundays, washed clothes every day. Not just that.
Okay, hold on. I see, okay, and everybody just, what he's doing, he's just picking up when he got disconnected earlier, and he just called back. Sorry about that. Okay, we don't switch the subject, but let's just revisit that real quickly because, yeah, some listeners do want to hear about that. So Mars, this is my brother, he's talking about when we was little, how we went to church and what happened with evil spirits and how we saw this. Okay, now go back to what you were saying, Mars. Let everybody know how often we've seen this and what went on.
Well, you know, we always went to church every day, and you know that was the American way. You know, kids go to school, learn all capabilities, and make your accomplishments to rise to the top. That's what our teachers taught us. But in the meantime, everybody else was doing what they was doing. We was locked in because of what my mother probably went through in the existence of time. Besides what my brother's telling you about, even though she's passed away. Maybe he just reaches a signal of what she was saying during that time. So right now, the whole point is, as kids we went to church, and I'm a drummer, so I played in the pulpits, and we went to church, and everything was going good. We was praising God, and all of a sudden. But
Mars, get to the evil spirit. Talk about that. I know we can. I want you to talk about specifically what you mean about the evil spirits.
I just remember going to church one day. We used 50 people up on a bus. My father drove the bus. He picked them up at church, went to church every day out through the week, even though we lived our life. But it was a girl in our church. And I just said it was one day, everybody's praising God, and she just started running around the church. Didn't nobody know what was up. So they just said maybe she was just going crazy, but she wasn't going crazy. To me she was. But she had the brother, my father and the other people that were standing around. This girl took out running around the church, and they didn't understand. All of a sudden, everybody just came out the pulpit, turned everything off, pulled their Bibles out, but they told all the parents, put your hand on the Bible because, devil's in the place. And it took 5 men to hold her down, 5 horsemen. I'm talking about, Cincinnati Bengals or maybe Pittsburgh Steelers, Iron Kirk. And they was big like that, but they couldn't hold her down. But then they prayed for her, come down, and it was astonishing us. We never seen nothing like that. But Mama always said, put your hand on the Bible because regardless of what's going on, it's just going to protect you from the evil spirits. So when that was going down, Mama always said, hey, look here, and then she would pray. So that do exist. So don't just let it just, it's just a thought. We don't want to go too deep for it in that, but it happens. So besides the democracy and the government and
So what you're saying is when the evil spirits was being cast out, how you bringing up how she had us to put our hands on the Bible, and what he's saying, everybody, is when evil spirits will be coming out, the old people believe that if you put your, this is for kids now, not for grown-ups, this is for kids, put your hands on the Bible. That's kind of, I forgot about that. But they would say, put your hands on the Bible, and the evil spirits wouldn't get into you. Truth of the matter is, it was our faith in our parents and what they were saying that protected us. But we really believe that the Bible did it. We kept our hands on the Bible. And, we saw this so many times. I want you to talk about Mars before you go real quick. I know you want to do, you don't really like dwelling on evil spirits. You feel like he gives them power. But like I told him earlier, we got to talk about this just to expose them, not give them praise. We ain't giving no evil spirits no praise because we're telling everybody they're not all power. But just real quick, you remember spirits jumping from one person to another one, like they'd be praying for one person, and all of a sudden they'll leave that person, go to another person, or transferring the spirits. You remember that?
Well, I don't too much know that. It didn't get that deep. But see, I was a drummer, so I always played in the pulpit, and I played around a lot of revivals and. I was a drummer, I played with the choir and
Hold on, stay focused now. What I'm saying is, do you remember how spirits would leave one person and they'd be playing for person A, and then all of a sudden somebody else start acting up on the other side of the church and they would literally leave and go to the other side of the church and start praying for them? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I remember when we was they was praying for Sister Cook, and she was praying over the praise of God.
Hold on, wait a minute. Don't call out any names. You never know who's listening. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't she'd probably be praising me if she heard this, so it wouldn't be nothing just be said because it was her name. She probably said, that was true, because it was true. So I know it was time when they'll pray for this person, and then all of a sudden God stepped into place and everybody shouted praise God. It was on a totally different level, a level way beyond the capacity that you could never vision the mass or the volume. So the whole point was, what I'm trying to say, make a short story, long story short, whatever. I've seen it to where we was just kids. And Mama told us to put her hand on the Bible because they – and she would say, what, that spirit's going to come out them people, and they're looking for somebody to get into. So if you don't put your hand and raise your hand up and pray to God and start praying to God right there. But it always went to somebody that didn't know that. So when it hit that person that didn't know that, man, things changed. And you never seen some of the stuff people run and talk crazy, but Lisa Ann, I don't know. Maybe she was just sitting in the church for a long time.
Can't mention names. Praise
God. No. See, that was the only thing.
You remember the suicide attempts? Remember when we would be going down the road and this one
particular person? Yeah,
I remember that.
What happened?
Let everybody know. See, you got to understand, people are listening to us talk, and they don't know. A lot of people don't believe none of this. They think you kooky and I'm kooky. So I just want to hear from you, your version. They've heard my version. I've talked about a lot of, but exactly what happened. Give a count like what happened, like at the time on the freeway, if you remember.
Yeah, it's crazy because we was all, everybody was hyped there. We just left church. Everybody was feeling the spirit. Everybody was all good. Everybody was hugging and loving and talking about going to get something. We finna take everybody home on the bus. All of a sudden, the spirit just jumped in Lee's hand, and she just stood up and looked at everybody, said something, and just started going crazy. So, the bus driver had to pull over and grab her. But when he went back to the church, I don't think he went back to the church, but Lee's saying he actually, the guys, the time that she did, something got in her. You know, it took five at the church, but he was on his own that day. So he had some kind of way he had to tackle her down. And, you know, and she was like a Brahma bull in the wilderness. If she was in the barn, the whole barn would have been tore up. So
and
but he had to burn down. He had to burn down. But then guess what? It was burned down. Guess what happened? Man, he just got into this whole total atmosphere of praise.
From way beyond.
It was like, you know, they say safe. Faith is such a thing, hope for that, this is not thing. I mean, seen, my bad. But it was like they just went out to this whole realm of man of praise. And when it was all over with, she was at peace and she was crying and she was hugging everybody. And it ain't never been the same ever again.
Let me jump in here, Mars. One thing that you left out, and see if you remember this is a memory jar. Do you remember somebody opening up the van as we were flying on the freeway and trying to jump out of the car?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
so
I remember that.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go, but I just wanted you to share that, you know, so I appreciate you contributing with that information. But I'm going to go ahead and mute you now. I appreciate you sharing it. Keep listening, okay? I got some very interesting things I want you to hear. All right?
Okay.
All right, everybody, that was my brother Mars. Like I said, we went to church for many, many years, and we saw this stuff all the time. And then even as I got older and started going to other churches, I began to see it more. You're going to see this more in the Pentecostal settings or holiness type of churches than you're going to see anywhere. But I was talking about America, and what we do. When you see the amount of wealth we consume, I didn't realize how much America – I didn't know that the United States is pretty much enslaving the nations of the world, as that video we played last week, Mr. Bill, the video, if y'all remember that. But America is like this giant that just got all of these nations serving her almost like call girls, you know. They go into, there's something called the Economic Hitman. This is another thing y'all need to check out. Get the book called The Economic Hitman. Yeah, I know you're going to make your money. If you can get it for free, get it for free. But this guy came, I guess he got saved or whatever. He has a transformation of spirit. Now he's telling everything he ever did wrong about how he was the economic hitman. He talks about what it is. And the economic hitman is nothing more than one man that go into a country and that basically try to single-handedly enslave that entire nation by getting them into debt with the World Bank. The World Bank is bad news, folks. The World Bank, World Bank, IMF, the World Health Organization. Oh, my goodness, these people are so wicked. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the World Bank, gets these nations, these tiny African nations and other nations into debt. And what happened is when they can't pay the debt, and it's all geared towards getting them so debt to where they can't pay it. Kind of like the protocol to learn how to design, what they plan on doing with us. Get
humanity in debt. But on a smaller scale, this economic hitman goes into a nation, gets them to get in debt, but then when they can't pay it, oh my goodness, that's when the slavery starts. That's when the pimping starts, so to speak. Then they institute something called SAPs. You can look it up on the internet, Structure Adjustment Program, Structure Adjustment Programs, or SAPs, S-A-P. And it is totally unbelievable what they ask these countries to do in order to pay that debt. They'll sometimes say, you know what, give us part of your money for education. You would think, no, they're not going to ask for money for education. Yes, they do. They shut down education for nations. Really look it up. I mean, y'all on the internet now, just please don't do it while I'm online because I obviously want y'all undivided attention. But it's very popular, and a lot of these activists I told y'all about that we should be listening to, a lot of these websites that I gave y'all earlier talks about these structure adjustment programs where these economic hitmen are it's crazy how these economic men operate. They'll go in, they'll say, you know what, Chad is a nation in Africa. They'll say, Chad, y'all need your roads fixed. You need this fixed, you need that fixed. And they'll get them billions of dollars into debt. And after a while, these nations is at the mercy of the banks, the World Bank in America and in Great Britain, the EU. And so you look up and they become slaves. And then Chad can't farm their own lands because that land is, pretty much taken by the government of the little farmers in effort to pay back the West. And they basically turn into little whores for us. Chad does what we want. They send us the chocolate, or Nigeria does this for us. And they just like little call girls. I mean, this is major. I'm serious. Check export, import, and see who's bringing what. That's another way to find out what's going on. As a matter of fact, let me just go ahead and give you all a list of how I find out stuff, and you can just add it to your arsenal. Maybe you can share some with me. But here's how I find out information. I listen to the bad guy, the so-called bad guy. Whoever is the bad guy, I want to hear their side, okay? If they say Islam, blah, 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 then I want to hear Islam version. So I'm going to go find activists, dissident voices in the Islamic world and what they have to say, especially if they're in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, hardcore Indonesia, hardcore Muslim territory. I want to hear from those. I want to hear from people that want to bomb America. I do. I don't want to bomb America, of course, but I want to hear the anger. I want to hear from the angry people. I don't want to hear from people that is in love with America. I just think America is the greatest. I don't want to hear from them. I want to hear from those that say, down with America. She's the great whore. I want to hear why you say that. Listen to the so-called bad guy. I mean, if you see two people fighting in your house, what do? You break up the kids and say, what happened? You listen to both sides. Why do you listen to one side when you can lose? Listen to both sides. Okay? Now, all right, so another way I get truth is I reverse the curse. Whatever NBC, ABC, CNN is saying, reverse it. And oftentimes that's the truth right there. Without you going to all buying a whole bunch of books and magazines and spending hours of researching, like for instance when they say black skin is cursed. Ham saw his father's nakedness, now he's cursed. When in reality, what really happened? It was white skin that was cursed because they lost their earth, lost their pigmentation, be it a spot or if they covered from head to toe an albino. Okay? That's true. I'm serious. That's what cursed white skin. I'm not saying all white people cursed, but under the Old Testament, white skin was. But since Christ has come, it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter anymore. Okay? Just flip the script, Mama B. That's right. So what I'm saying is, when you want to know the truth, remember, listen to the so-called bad guy. Reverse the curse. Here's a note, number three. Never listen to somebody that has a bad history of telling the truth. Don't trust the American media on nothing. I mean, if you just got to listen to a white media, listen to a British BB, I can't even think. My mind is just going 100 miles an hour. But British, can't think of it. But
I listen to, again, dissonant voices in Europe, dissonant voices in the United States. I listen to, again, people that the government don't like in these countries, because a lot of times that's how you find truth. It's just that simple, okay? Another thing, another way you follow truth, watch me, y'all, listen, stay with me, stay with me, y'all. We got 18 minutes, and I'm about to just fire a lot of things at you. Another way you can find truth, everybody, is follow the money trail or follow the raw minerals trail. If you really want to know what's going on, find out the most in-demand mineral or material that's in-demand. And right now, what is it? It's nuclear. Can't think of the one. Start with a T. Somebody help me in the chat room. Yeah, BBC. Thank you. Thank you, Mama B. Absolutely, BBC. But terranium. I'm telling you, I'm not 100% tonight. But when you follow the nukes, that's where you find out. See, nations are kind of like girlfriends and boyfriends. Some nations are in the bed with each other. Some of them they're flirting with. Some of them they've been with. Some of them they've been with and they divorced. It's kind of almost like that, for real. You know, China might be in the. It's almost like that. It really is, okay? So you got to understand, you got to follow raw materials. Follow who owns it. Whoever owns it. If new oil is discovered tomorrow in Sudan, I mean millions and millions of barrels of oil is discovered in Sudan. All of a sudden, the CIA is going to be there, and the people of Sudan is going to be acting up. And the reason why the CIA is involved in these elections is they want to get their own man in Egypt. They want to get a puppet regime going on in Syria. They want to get a puppet regime going on in Libya. Because once we get people in those governments that we can control, then we can control their resources. We can rape their land dry. And that's what it's all about. Get somebody that we can pull the strings on, what they call a puppet regime, and that's how we become the number one nation. We are the whore of revelations that straddles the water, that have made the nations drunk with her wine. That have made the nation drunk with her wine. What is the wine that America uses that have made the nations drunk? Well, anybody know what it is? The wine that have made the nations drunk. I'm telling you, folks, it is our so-called calling, just like that song said, on Jesus Christ. It's fake. It's phony. It's not real. We say in God we trust. People like that, and they love us for that. So if you look at Revelation 17, we are Mystery Babylon. We are Mystery Babylon, I'm telling you. Everybody know who Babylon is, the old Iraq. But who is Mystery Babylon? In other words, she is Babylon, but it's a mystery to many people. You look at America and you look at Revelation 17 and tell me what nations can boast that they've made the nations drunk with her wine. Okay? Listen to this, folks. Listen to this. I'm telling you, you better listen to what I'm saying right now. I'm being as honest as I can. Revelation 17:1, and there came one of the seven angels that had seven veils and talked with me, saying, come unto me, come hither, and I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Y'all didn't know America was a whore, did you? But she is. And just like every whore, sooner or later, she's going to wind up on her back. Anyway, the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Who can boast this? Listen, who else can be this? And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Watch this. Listen, listen. So he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple,
and a scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, and having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Listen to this. In her hand, again, we just read, was a cup full of abominations. Y'all know what abominations is? Abomination is not just a sin, but it's sin that really gets to the Most High. And there is no other nation. Every abomination is a big, is a part, abominations are part of our culture. Let me give you one abomination. Homosexuality. That's abomination. Isn't that a part of the fabric of America? That's what they mean, full of abomination. Here's another abomination. Abomination is hands that shed innocent blood. You know, that those that just make just tell lies that, on people that just shed innocent blood. This is an abomination. Okay? But let's finish reading, okay? And upon her head was a name written, Mystery, Babylon, the Great, the mother of harlots. She ain't a harlot, just a harlot. Listen to this. She is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. What nation can say we are the mother of harlots? The mother of abominations. Iraq, you really think they can say that? They say when Saddam Hussein was president that they didn't have pornography nowhere. You couldn't get it. And they said ever since they freed Iraq, it's a major, 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 major problem in Iraq, pornography. Started with the soldiers. Folks, listen to me. There is no other nation that can wear this slipper but America. Watch this, verse 6. And I saw a woman drunken with the blood of the saints. We can stop right there in this Bible study. Nice day. Nice knowing everybody. We can end this Bible study on that right there. The blood of the saints. The blood of the saints. Who has shed more blood? They call it Jesus Christ, God, missionaries to the world. But who have caused more bloodshed? Hanging of saints on trees, putting saints out in the water. The Middle Passage got over 100 million, some of our scholars say, of people, most of which, a lot of which, were saints, shedding the blood of Africans. How many people have these people killed in the name of God? But they kill God's people in the name of God. I'm talking about the blood of the saints. They talk about how in certain parts of China they're persecuting Christians. No, in America they're persecuting Christians. In America they're causing destitute and poverty and got some called, they're creating some called ghettos, and they're creating, like Maxine Waters said, they're putting crack cocaine in certain parts of our neighborhood. The blood of the saints, the blood of the saints. America have killed more saints and oppressing more saints than anywhere on the planet. Verse 6, and I saw a woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And I saw her, and I wondered with great admiration. Not admired, just wowed by her. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. I don't want to get yet into that because we got 9 minutes, and these brothers, he's about to break down all these nations. All I'm going to say is this. Folks, in order for us to really get serious about this study and really believe some of the things I'm going to talk about with the military, what your military is doing, what your capabilities, your military got, y'all not going to believe heart. You're not going to believe heart. You're not going to believe that there's something as powerful as heart. Heart is the biggest weapon they think we have right now. The atom bomb is going to always be the biggest, but I mean
outside of the nuclear, this thing, they can point at a state and they can just point at humans. I mean, it's heart is supposed to be this wonderful thing that they got to control the world. I mean, they say it's used for one thing, but the dangers of heart is unbelievable. The capabilities of what they're firing into the sky and what they can fire, what it does to people, how they disorient people is amazing. But I don't get off on heart. But all I'm saying to you is this, folks, I want to move on past demons, but it's just almost impossible. I mean, I'm trying my best to. I'll probably just keep referencing them. But next week, we're going to talk about angels. We're going to talk about angels. It's going to start getting into truly angels. Some of y'all have had encounters with angels and don't know it. You're going to see demonic activity and angelic activity when you have truth. The reason why a lot of y'all don't even understand what I'm saying is because you're not promoting the kingdom. You're just not. I'm sorry. You're just not. You're living. You're a nice person. You don't bother anybody. You eat right. You know, you might be Hebrewish or like, but some of y'all don't believe in miracles. Some of y'all don't believe in the nine gifts of the Spirit. Some of y'all don't believe in angels or demons. So how are you going to ever see angels? You see angels when you start spreading vital truth, hardcore vital truth. And another thing, when the angels talk to you, you can't share what you tell a lot of times. Remember Christ said, I would say, don't tell this, don't tell that. Angels are the same way. A lot of times they're sharing with you mysteries. And I mean, this is going to sound crazy. Now, this is what I mean by I'm going to begin to start sounding spooky, and I look for some of y'all to stop listening to me because it's just going to be too much for you. I already know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm trying to lay the foundation of demons and angels so y'all can understand this kingdom is real. This is real. We are spirits, okay? What you see in the mirror is temporary. That thing ain't going to last no more than probably another 50 years. It's going to fall to the ground. But you, the spirit that's moving it around, is going to live on. That spirit, these kingdoms are real. Anyway, we got to understand, once we get a hold of truth, it's, you know, things like the Most High love us. Something that simple is a major piece of information. Because if all humans believe that tomorrow with all their heart, soul, mind, body, all of a sudden world hunger would end tomorrow. Literally tomorrow. Because 2 billionaires in America can lick the whole hunger crisis. 2 billionaires. Bill Gates can wake up tomorrow and say, I want to end hunger and it's over with. That's how easy it is. But he also is full of lies, and that's why he won't do it. Because he believed, well, if I solve, it's going to end up being again. You know, they got all these lies in here. So if the truth went forth to Bill Gates, anybody that was sent to share with him truth about a project that can end world hunger, they might actually be interfered with by Satan himself. This is when you start running into Satan. Most of us know about demons, but we don't know about Satan. What I'm saying is, I don't even think Barack Obama himself deals with Satan. I think, let me say it again, hold on. I mean, I don't think Satan's only one person. Demons is probably millions of them. But I'm talking about, I don't believe Satan himself is inside of Obama. Because Obama is a parrot. He's a puppet. I like him a lot. I'm glad he's president. But this man, compared to the powers that be that we're going to talk about, like I told y'all weeks ago, Bill Clinton made a comment about these people that we're talking about, this powerful few. And he said there is a group of people that are so powerful, you should not even whisper about them. The next day, 24 hours, Bill Clinton had an ad in the New York Times apologizing for what he said. Folks, I'm talking about power. These people are real. They're not. The president of the United States is a puppet. There is no way a little old black man from Chicago is going to be able to have that kind of control and power. It's just not going to happen. So we got 3 minutes left. So I'm going to go ahead and end this. Please, everybody, please listen to the previous broadcast because we got to move on. We got to go past demons and start talking about these messengers. And, again, you're not going to even see these messengers unless you have something of value to share.
and they will protect you. Something of value to share, and they will protect you. When you're like the Messiah and you have the powerful truth on your side, they will protect you. They'll share with you, and they'll walk away, and they won't be. And it's not going to even mess with your head when they disappear, because you're going to know that you're on another level. See, like me right now, I couldn't see no angel like that, because I flipped out and go tell everybody. I'd be on Blog Talk telling everybody. And these people that deal with angels, they don't talk about it. It's not some fantastic thing. This is show enough kingdom business, secrets being shared. And just like those people see angels, the other side see angels. Y'all don't hear me? The other side talk to their angels, their fallen angels. They are just as possessed as those of us, the few of us, and I don't even claim to be one of them yet, I'm striving, that are totally possessed by the Spirit of the Most High. Y'all think, some of y'all think y'all full of the Spirit. No. If you don't even believe in evil spirits, and evil spirits are not, if you're not having a war, even with me just sharing this little blog, I can't tell y'all, every day I have two laptops when I do this show. I have two laptops and I have two phones on. I have another phone on. I call the show on another line. I literally have another phone that I have called in and pressed one. So if this phone signal drops on my computer, I hit unmute and run to another phone, because I'm bumped off this line so much. My computer went through viruses, all because I started sharing this. I'm telling y'all, believe me, this is serious. And I'm a peon compared to some of these people that are possessed with either spirit. So shalom, shalom to everyone, peace to everyone. I want y'all to listen to this song I'm going to play going out. I love y'all. I would never tell y'all a lie. I'm telling y'all the honest to God truth, okay? Listen to this truth. Listen to this song as we go out.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Oh! For the kingdom suffering violence, but the violent, take it! Take it! By force!
Man.